This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Myanmar's military seized control of the country on Monday under a state of emergency set to last 1 year. It detained senior politicians, including the country's de facto leader, Aung San Suu Kyi. An announcement read on the military's Miawadi TV said the seizure was necessary because the government had not acted on claims of voter fraud in November elections. It said new elections would follow at the end of 1 year, with the military handing power to the winner. Soldiers were in the streets Monday at both the capital, Naypyidaw, and the largest city, Yangon, according to multiple reports. A spokesman for Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy Party said President Win Myint was among the others taken into custody early Monday. He said, quote, all the important people had been taken into custody, and called the move a coup d'etat. A verified Facebook page for the NLD party later published a statement urging people not to accept a return to military dictatorship. U.S. President Joe Biden has said in a statement that the United States would immediately review sanctions laws and take appropriate action following the recent developments in Myanmar. The Russian General Prosecutor's Office said Monday that it supports a request by the federal prison system to impose a jail term on opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Navalny faces a possible 3.5-year prison sentence over charges he violated the parole on a 2014 conviction. Navalny is being held in pretrial detention for 30 days. He was arrested upon his return to Russia from Germany in January following a 5-month recuperation from a near-lethal poisoning attack the opposition politician has blamed on the government of President Vladimir Putin. The Kremlin has denied responsibility. VOA News. The World Health Organization noted Monday that globally, the number of new coronavirus cases fell for the third consecutive week. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus has called this encouraging news. Tedros said it shows the virus can be controlled even with the new variants in circulation, and that with proven public health measures such as social distancing, the wearing of masks, and good hygiene, infections can be prevented. He warned, however, that the world has been at this point before, and it is no time to relax. Tedros said as vaccines are rolled out around the world, it's important to continue to take precautions to keep people safe. He said controlling the spread of the virus saves lives now and reduces the chance of more variants emerging. Israel said on Monday it had supplied the Palestinians with their first shipment of COVID-19 shots, 2,000 doses of the Moderna vaccine. The vaccines were transferred to the occupied West Bank and will be used by Palestinian Authority medical teams. This according to a statement from Israel's military liaison to the Palestinians. The statement said Israel has earmarked an additional 3,000 doses for the Palestinians. The Palestinian Ministry of Health confirmed the delivery in a statement, saying it will administer the doses to medical personnel who work at facilities that treat COVID-19 patients. The health ministry said it expected to get 50,000 more doses of vaccines in the coming days, but didn't disclose the source. The U.S. economy should expand at its normal pace over the next decade, starting in mid-2021, once the coronavirus pandemic is under control. This is according to budget forecasters in Congress on Monday. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office said as millions of Americans are vaccinated against the virus, the economic expansion that began in 2020 will continue through 2031. The CBO said the $20.8 trillion U.S. economy, the world's largest, is projected to return to its pre-pandemic level in mid-2021 and to surpass its maximum sustainable level in early 2025. Turkey and Azerbaijan are starting a major joint military exercise. The display of force comes as some analysts suggest Ankara could be starting to pivot away from alliances in the Middle East and toward those in Central Asia. The 12-day military operation involves tank divisions, airborne units, and special forces. Turkish-made weaponry is also set to play a prominent role. Turkish-made drones were pivotal in Azerbaijan's defeat in October of Armenian separatist forces in a battle over Nagorno-Karabakh. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, this is VOA News.